Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 6th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe reshuffled his cabinet today and, as expected, moved Information Minister Jonathan Moyo to the Minister of Higher Education.
I am still the Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare. I am just acting Minister of Media and Information.
Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is in China for what the state media is calling follow-ups on the so-called mega deals signed between the two nations last year.
All we know from economic studies is that, in effect, China has been milking Zimbabwe's economy and Zimbabwe's natural wealth in a way that is not equaled by what Zimbabwe gets out of China.
Controversial veteran Freedom Nyambaya has died.
And South Africans and Zimbabweans say the late Soul Brothers founder and lead singer David Masondo will be greatly missed.
Very bad, because we've been together with these guys for like 40 years.
These stories and much, much more coming up.
President Robert Mugabe reshuffled his cabinet today and as expected, moved Information Minister Jonathan Moyo to the Ministry of Higher Education. Moyo and other ministers were sworn in at the State House this afternoon. Former Home Affairs Minister Kembo Mohadi is now responsible for state security and is being replaced by former Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo. Former Environment Minister Xavier Kasukuwere becomes the Local Government Minister, and former Higher Education Minister Opam Chinguri is the new Environment Minister. Opam Chinguri Kashiri has replaced Kasukuwere.
Nyasha Chikwinya is the new Minister of Women's Affairs, and retired Brigadier Ambrose Mutiniri replaces Joel Bigi Matiza as the National and East Minister of State. Labour Minister Priska Mfumira replaces Moyo as the Minister of Information in an acting capacity. She tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu, Mr. Mugabe is yet to come up with a suitable candidate and she will for now hold fort.
I am still the Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare. I am just acting Minister of Media and Information until the appointment is made by His Excellency the President.
Do you know when this is going to happen, the new appointment?
I'm not aware.
But at the moment, would you say you'll be able to carry out work at the two ministries successfully? Is this something that you have done before?
I think it's possible. You know, we have permanent people, the civil servants, who work in the ministry, who are in both ministries, and my role will be oversight. So I don't see any challenges at all. And the communication is my field anyway, so I shouldn't find a problem in handling the two ministries for an interim period.
That was Labour Minister Priska Mfumira, also Acting Minister of Information, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
MTC spokesman Obed Gutu called the reshuffle, quote, more of the same, adding that Zimbabwe is heading towards a complete collapse. Political analyst and director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Bedzisai Ruhanya, says the moving of Moyo to the education portfolio might be a good move, as he's a renowned academic who can shake up things in the ministry.
But Zimbabwe Independent editor Dumisani Mulea tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu the reshuffle was clearly targeting Moyo.
It seems like it's a politically motivated move rather than a decision that is informed by the need to improve the team and improve delivery in terms of social services, running economy and managing the country. It's quite clearly more centered around moving Jonathan Moyo away from the Minister of Information to the Minister of Higher Education, something that we know in terms of the ZANU-PF factional dynamics. This is not the first time it was tried. Sometime last December, the ZANU-PF faction headed by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, they wanted to move into that ministry. So finally they succeeded. So it's just a calculated political move rather than a delivery-oriented decision.
But why is it that the Mnangagwa faction might be no longer at ease with Moyo controlling information?
Well, basically because post the ZANU-PF Congress in December 2014, which is last December, Moyo quite clearly, in terms of how he has used the control and direction of the state media, he is not Broadcasting Corporation, he has Interpass and other associated platforms. It has been seen to be hostile, really, or perceived to be hostile to the faction led by Mnangagwa. So they were not comforted with him remaining in that position. We saw that sometime soon after Congress when Minister Josiah Ungwe did say Mnangagwa was kind of man. It was not more directly responded to that, but it was the herald, the friendship of the state controlled media, saying, rebuffing that. Basically, that indicated the attitude of the minister in charge at that particular time. It was Moyo. And then we saw Moyo, and most recently in BBC, contesting season 2, claim that Mnangagwa could be the next in line to succeed Mugabe. So his attitude towards the Mnangagwa group would have influenced his removal from there, because they see him as somebody who's not an ally anymore as it was in the past, but as a threat to their ambition.
That was Zimbabwe Independent editor Dumisani Muleya speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.